This breath inquiry is all about your diaphragm and connecting it to your pelvic floor. It's going to take you 5 to 10 minutes, and you'll need to be seated. So allow yourself to find that seated position on a hard chair. Get your feet firmly planted on the ground. And notice if there's any tools you need to support yourself here. It might be a block under your feet, something supporting your back, or perhaps it's the strap or the block between or around your thighs. Take a moment, just let yourself settle in and start to check in with your breathing. The diaphragm lies pretty deep within your body. It's not really possible to just feel it with your fingertips, but you can feel the inferred movements of the diaphragm. Just allow your hand to settle at the base of your ribcage, in the front of your body, top of your belly. And you can start to notice the up and down. You'll be able to feel the way it moves your internal organs and the surface muscles on your body. Your hand right now just on the upper portion of your belly, just below the bottom of your breastbone. So this is where the diaphragm is attached on the front. You'll feel the way the abdomen's organ and the organs spread and they broaden. They move down and out every time you inhale. They move up and back to their place every time the diaphragm moves back into the rib cage and you exhale. Let yourself settle into this rhythm. Now allow yourself to bring your awareness to your pelvic floor. Sense into the space. I'm going to define the pelvic floor by saying the diamond shape. The front and back would be the pubic bone and the tailbone. And from side to side, reaching out to the inner leg bone on each side. You can feel how this soft tissue area, it opens, it spreads slightly on the inhale, and it closes and it retracts ever so slightly on your outgoing breath. Just see if you can tune in and notice the change of pressure of this part of your body. See if you can relax this pelvic floor. See if you can relax your belly. And the more you can relax these two pieces, notice more movement is able to happen through your diaphragm. See if you can sense how, as the diaphragm moves down, the pelvic floor has this opening and slight relaxation. And as you exhale, the diaphragm moves up into the rib cage, and the pelvic floor has a slight sense of lifting and engaging. Now contract your abdomen tight. Lift it up. Lift it in strongly. Close and lift up through your pelvic floor. Contract, lift through the bottom of your body, the perineum. Exaggerate the pulling in of your abdomen as well, and exaggerate the lift of your pelvic floor. And as you hold these muscles in, notice how the breath changed. Feel how the shape of the diaphragm has changed. Feel how completely or uncompletely you can feel the diaphragm descending or moving. And sense the way the breath moved. Perhaps into your upper back, your chest, or your neck or shoulders. Notice if tension is coming into your body. Notice how you feel when you breathe like this. And then let go of this contraction. Allow your abdomen to be full and soft. Notice how your diaphragm immediately responds to the release of your pelvic floor. Notice how your breath is relieved to be able to move with ease again without the tension present. Let this easeful breathing pattern help you continue to tune in, help you continue to build internal structure around an easeful breath. When these two pieces, the diaphragm and the pelvic floor, can work together, then the dynamic relationship exists for us to build core, to build strength and stability in our body on a really solid foundation. This breath inquiry is one that I've drawn from the breathing book from Donna Fari. Feel free to play around with it every day as you continue to tune in and understand how your own breath tangles in your body. Thanks.